Now, on to something else that I think is very important. As I said, Jesus spent a lot of his ministry exposing false teachers and exposing just the rank hypocrisy and the rank falseness that was going on with all the teachers in his world. So what I've decided to do is, because I talk about them a lot in my ministry, a lot of times I'll be preaching and I'll say there's a minister who said this or there's a minister who said that, and a lot of times I think, it's not that I don't think people believe me, but I think that some people just wonder, wow, is this stuff really happening? Well, I found a video this week. In fact, the video was sent to me by a friend, and it is just so amazing that this is going on in the name of Christianity, that this is going on. And I want you to watch this video. I'm gonna slide the clip in here in just a moment. I want you to watch this. I want you to think in your mind, is this at all being Christ to the world? Is this at all? In fact, is this the way Christ's miracles, this person is supposed to be performing miracles in Christ's name, is this any way that Christ's miracles were done? And I'm sure you're going to say no. In fact, I would imagine that along with possibly a little bit of laughter, even though it's really not funny, it's really sad, but along with a little bit of laughter, you might have a jaw hitting the floor moment. So I'll cut to the video very quickly and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
I said, God, I've prayed for like 100 crippled people, not one. He said, that's because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs and bang them up and down on the platform like a baseball bat. I walked up and I grabbed her legs and I started going, be healed! Be healed! I started banging them up and down on the platform. She got healed. And I'm thinking, God, why is not the power of God moving? He said, because you haven't kicked that woman in the face. And there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith came on me. He said, kick her in the face.
I'm sorry. Did he just say, kick her in the face?
He said, kick her in the face. He said, kick her in the face. He said, kick her in the face. With your biker boot. I inched closer and I went like this. Bam! And just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God. And I saw him and the gift of faith came on me. I said, what do I do, God? And God told me to just run him down. So I jumped up in the air and I went, bam! And I hit him to the ground, jumped onto him, and got into a full mount. Ground and pound. I jumped on him and I was in a full mount, and something came over me, and instead of punching him, I grabbed him by the neck and started choking him. And I said, come out of him, devil! Come out of him, devil! Now I was in another meeting one time, and I called out this Chinese gentleman. And all of a sudden, I went running down the aisle, and I hit this guy so hard, it drove him back several feet. He hit the ground, and his tooth popped right out of his mouth. The pastor was lying on the floor, and I was standing up on the platform, and I said, God, I want revival. And he said these words to me, leg drop the pastor.
Leg drop the pastor, leg drop the pastor. No, it's not under leg. Maybe it's under Greco-Roman wrestling moves in my concordance.
Leg drop the pastor. Leg drop the pastor. Leg drop the pastor. I said, what? He said, leg drop the pastor.
You know what, I laugh about this, and again, you laugh too, I'm sure, in watching some of the crazy things that guy was saying, knocking people's teeth out and whatnot while he's supposed to be performing the miracles of God. But here's the truth of the matter. This is the type of stuff that people in the world are seeing, and this guy is receiving thousands and thousands of people coming to his quote-unquote revival services. It's one more testament to the truth of the fact that the Bible says that people will have itching ears and they'll want to have their ears tickled And somebody like this is he brings people in with kind of a brash attitude. He's just very outlandish, and people think he's funny, and people think he's, you know, he's hip and awesome, and he's just so different from your run of the mill conservative pastor. He's always talking about miracles and talking to God and to Jesus Christ, and he's doing exactly what many of them want to hear. Their ears are itching for somebody like that. Oh, what it would be like if people all around the world would have their ears start itching for truth.